Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Lars.
And on today's Going In Raw News Brief, Tony Khan talks AEW's third hour of TV. We review New Japan's Road to New Beginning Night 2 and preview tonight's Impact. But first, does AEW want to own the Too Sweet? Larson, what's in the news?
It looks like they might try to be
Too Sweet.
For life.
For life.
Because Heel by Nature is reporting that the promotion filed a trademark application January 11th for the Too Sweet for, quote, merchandise and entertainment services by a professional wrestler or wrestling group. So as Heel by Nature notes, this isn't the first time someone has attempted to trademark the gesture. WB tried in 2015, but was met with some resistance because of the Too Sweet similarity to the University of Texas, the Hook'em Horns, which is this.
But
that's really the Too Sweet.
The kissing fingers right here makes the Too Sweet. That's connection.
That's the Hook'em Horns. Yes.
You can't bump somebody with this. It's got to be the
Sweet. Did because the University of Texas, they have that trademark for the Hook'em Horns gesture. Wow. So WWE forced to abandon their efforts in 2017. Also in 2017, parent company of Pro Wrestling Tees, Creative Ventures, Inc., tried to trademark the Too Sweet. Heel by Nature notes that their application was denied because, quote, this term or phrase is a commonly used message that corresponds to a hand gesture and sentiment in the wrestling world because consumers are accustomed to seeing this message used in ordinary language by many different sources. They would not perceive it as a mark that identifies the source of applicant's goods, but rather only as conveying an informal message. Well, so Pro Wrestling Tees dropped their efforts in 2019. AEW in 2021. Trying to get that trademark.
Well, what kind of case do you think they're going to make? Because I think that that explanation right there in Pro Wrestling Tees attempts is a pretty interesting one. I mean, I'll be honest with you. You know, I know, it didn't get the fanfare that it really deserved. But when we hit our charity goal in 2020 and you opened the door to the Too Sweet from Larson, there you go. Like, I would have been nice to make a shirt of that. We didn't. But it's still on the table. We might for a T-shirt.
I mean, as of right now, no one owns a trademark.
Right. So, like, we totally could.
Yeah. I mean, if we're gonna do it, like, now's seemingly the time.
All right, man. Let's you gotta take some pictures of you Too Sweet, and I'll toss on a shirt. We'll sell a million of them.
There we go.
Or at least 20. Anyway, so yeah, that'll be interesting to see what tact AEW takes trying to wrap up.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems sweet. Like what kind of legal argument they can make.
Let me ask you this.
What?
Hold on a second. So whenever somebody files one of these things,
yeah,
it's like on the public record.
Definitely
would they?
So, yeah.
Well, that's how they get the info.
Yeah.
Would they file for a Too Sweet as a work? Like they file it for reals, leaks out, but they're doing it to advance this, you know. On Impact, Kenny, the Good Brothers are wearing the Bullet Club stuff. They're trying to needle, it seems, kind of New Japan doing this. They're trying to rankle some people. They're putting up the Too Sweet.
Well, I mean, there could be storyline benefits to doing this as well as actually legitimately getting their hands on that trademark so they can put it on shirts.
Well, it's kind of two birds with one stone, but it's also like, well, let's do this for the story. And hey, if we end up getting the trademark, cool. Too Sweet, brother. Anyways, I don't know. We'll find out. Speaking of AEW, though, this is fascinating. This is good stuff. Tony Khan talked about AEW's third hour. He recently appeared on Rene Paquette's Oral Sessions and spoke about what AEW may have in store for their upcoming production slate. These transcripts come to you from the wonderful people over at Fightful. Go subscribe to Fightful Select.
Yes.
He said this. I'm really excited about adding a third hour of television. That's going to be the most important thing for us. We've accumulated so much talent and depth in being able to showcase all of our great wrestlers. It will not be a third hour of Dynamite, and it will not be on Wednesday, but it will be a third hour with Warner Media and great exposure for us. We've got Dark, which has been a great platform for wrestlers on YouTube, and there are other streaming options and shows we can do on YouTube and other streaming platforms. There will be more opportunities in real estate for our wrestlers. We're not oversaturating. I definitely don't want to do 3 hours of Dynamite, and I feel strongly about keeping our big four pay-per-views. We may develop other shows and streaming specials and big episodes of Dynamite, but expanding our calendar in 2021. So that's cool. I don't think anybody wants to see, I mean, I'm sure plenty of people do, but I don't want to see a third hour of Dynamite. We see how that works with Raw. It doesn't.
It doesn't work, no.
But I don't know. What do you say? What would you like to see as a third hour of TV for AEW?
Well, I guess the first thing that pops my mind is he says third hour on Warner Media, not TNT. Mm-hmm. So that means one or the other, you think, Warner Media outlets, whether that's another one of their cable networks. So TBS, HBO, Max, maybe a streaming service. They can have something on there. Of course, Bleacher Report. They handle their pay-per-views here in the States. Maybe they're going to have something streaming via Bleacher Report, although that might be too close to what they got going on Dark. Mm-hmm. So I guess whatever network it ends up on is interesting, and that might inform what the format to a degree might be. Mm-hmm. You know, there. If I remember correctly, maybe that was the because they were talking about another title. Were they talking about another title for a bit, or was the other show that was going to be really different than anything else?
They were talking about, wait, what were they talking about? What?
Like a while ago, even before the TNT title popped up, there was talk about,
That was a title. That was a title of the show. Thought, you're right. It was like a concept. So that they came up with, and they're like, oh, nobody, but I wonder if that might've just been your, they were, spitballing ideas.
Totally. I don't know. I mean, it could be, he's right. Roster's pretty large. They got a lot of depth. There's a lot of people who aren't getting probably the TV time they need to develop their storylines and their characters. Mm-hmm. So whatever the best outlet is for that, you got Dark, which is kind of morphed into this kind of developmental thing. Mm-hmm. You got Dynamite, which is the franchise, the thing that's all. I still want it to be like Thunder, where it was, kind of the obvious B show. Like, make it its own thing, sure. Maybe mix up the presentation a little bit.
Here's my suggestion. How about this? So, there is AEW's big on tradition. They love bringing in the old timers. A lot of people are, saying, hey, why not Saturdays at 6:05 on TBS? Right now, I just looked at TBS's schedule on Saturdays. Looks like they run movies, which might be very lucrative. But given how well Dynamite does, maybe an hour of, AEW programming. What if they approached
studio AEW programming?
Well, I mean, that's one that's definitely a consideration. What if they did it in what about
City Center Studios in Atlanta, where they used to do WCW Saturday Night NXT?
Thank
shot
you.
Some stuff
NXT
there.
Shot a couple things there. It's a really nice looking studio. They could do that. Absolutely, they could do that. NXT looked great when it was there. Mm-hmm. They could do that. Have a couple matches. What if they used it? You know how we had that question? I don't know if it's on Matt this upcoming Matt Chat or if it was on like one of our shows Monday or Tuesday or Monday rather. But being the Elite does such a great job sort of advancing character stuff, but in a very informal vloggy way. Mm-hmm. What if they used it to sort of beef up characters or used it as a platform for the audience to get to know those characters a bit better? Like we mentioned, they've done a really good job with Hangman Page on being the Elite, stuff that you don't necessarily see that much of on Dynamite. What if they used it to advance character stuff? Because they're so good at the character stuff, they use it to advance character stuff.
I got it.
Okay, let's hear it.
So weekly, 1 hour, no wrestling, all backstage character stuff, like being the Elite. Actually, it'd be 44 minutes because, the commercial breaks it all. And this is what you do. Mm-hmm. You shoot it, so it's all like the backstage area at Daly's place is like, like a living, breathing organism. Mm. And so you do it all like in one take. So you do that kind of stuff.
Yeah. That's good.
Everything seems very organic and spontaneous. That's like what I really liked about Attitude Era stuff on Raw is it felt like one cohesive thing.
Yeah.
In the ring, backstage, everywhere. It felt like a cohesive thing where stories overlapping and people running into each other, even if it's just for a moment. And I like that. I like that really organic, spontaneous environment that we don't see, definitely not in WWE. Mm-hmm, we get a little bit of an AEW with the whole show. Yeah, maybe you got a match or two, but it's focused, as you said, on character backstage stuff. You mix up the presentation a bit, and you can have characters coming and going in and out of rooms and running into each other and having little conversations and have stories crossing over. That'd be fun.
What if you did this? What if you bring in, they got $7 billion, right? Bring in Aaron Sorkin. He was really like into the walking, talking stuff with the West Wing. Bring him in, have him write for this third hour of AEW, and you film it on beautiful 35mm film.
No, you get those cameras you're using on SmackDown and Raw.
The 8K cameras.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think functionally they can shoot that. They're just not outputting it that.
I don't know.
I mean, the thing you read made it sound like you can, but it's downscaling it because they're essentially like getting it out of the HDMI port on this camera.
Well, I think they're downscaling it from 4K to 1080, but I don't know if it actually shoots inherently 8K. I mean, that has more to do with sensors, I think. But,
yeah, it could be like the full frame sensor and
who knows? But yeah, I don't know, man. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully they come up with something new, fresh, but still, I mean, that's been their thing. New, fresh, but still feels like throwback. You know, cool. Right on. What if they just do NWA's Power? AEW presents NWA Power.
Backstage, everything seems like one shot.
One shot. Written by Aaron Sorkin.
Aaron Sorkin, some of his TV stuff's fine. I don't know if he knows anything about pro wrestling. I want this to feel like a scripted TV show.
I would love if he dove into the world of pro wrestling.
I don't know. I watched a couple episodes of Newsroom. I wasn't into it.
Yeah, you know why? Because I think he knows that stuff. He thinks he knows that stuff really well. Yeah, I know. Newsroom. I saw some Newsroom. It's very preachy. But what's he gonna? He's not gonna be preachy in pro wrestling. Have you watched The West Wing?
Just a couple episodes.
Bit preachy, but really good. Yeah. Anyway, Social Network was good.
Yeah, Social Network's good.
Anyways, you know what else is good? New Japan Professional Wrestling. That's right.
Get that right.
I am neck deep in professional wrestling, Larson. I'm a new leaf in 2021, watching everything there is. New Japan, Road to Beginning.
I'm watching everything, but
Road to New Beginning. Road to New Beginning Night 2. No, this
You're
is not
watching Dark tonight, are you?
Hey, dude. This is not major stuff right here. this was the most house show shit. It's 2 hours long, all these road to because of the coronavirus, a state of emergency over there in Japan, so understandable. And, you know, it's all building to, of course, is a road to, so it's all building to a handful of matches. We had the United Empire, Great O'Conn, and Will Ospreay. Kojima dug up another young lion, Yamura, and, of course, the Great O'Conn. Claw to his head, claw to Yamura's head, and then the Eliminator on the young lion Yamura for the pin there. So the United Empire, they fancy themselves legend killers. So Tenzin's out of the hospital after the vicious attack from the United Empire, New Year's Dash.
Yeah.
So Tenzin versus O'Conn is happening on the 30th, and then a tag match between all four of these guys is going to go down on the 23rd. We had Suzuki-gun, team of Dookie, El Desperado and Minoru Suzuki, and Kanemaru, beat Bullet Club, El Fantasma with that loaded super kick of his, Gato, Jado, Ishimori, LP. There was a funny bit at one point. LP goes for his famed back rake on Dookie, but Dookie's shirt was on, and so the back rake had no effect on him. So instead, even though it was a mesh shirt, so it probably should have, instead, a vicious, maybe the most vicious nipple tweak I've ever seen. Kevin Kelly was shock horror in that moment. He was like, oh, I can't even talk about what that is.
Man, those things can hurt.
Yeah. But I appreciate how prudish Kevin Kelly was. Can't even mention the nipple on TV. In the end, though, El Desperado made Gato submit to a submission move. then we had the chaos team of Hiroki Goto, Kazuchika Okada, and my favorite Yoshihashi defeating Bullet Club members Evil, Yujiro Takahashi, and the spoiler Dick Togo, who tapped out to the money clip from Kazuchika Okada. They're definitely hinting at a thing between Okada and Evil. They're saying maybe that's going to be a big matchup at New Japan Cup. Maybe that'll end up being the final match.
You know what? It kind of feels like Dick Togo is starting to stake a claim as best jobber in history. Based on his current run. He just eats pins.
Oh, dude, he loves them, man. He loves them like I love ribs out of the Instant Pot, man. Dick Togo's loving these pins. Somebody, you know, the crown jewel is moving up. No longer the guy just taking pins. Now he's involved in the King of Pro Wrestling provisional scene. And then, of course, let's see here. We had LIJ taking time bomb Takahashi, Sanada, and Naito, who had his shirt on during this entire match. Naito is in full vacation mode right now. He's like, I had those titles for a little while. Now I'm just going to take it easy.
Easy.
They defeated the team of Kota Ibushi, Sho, and Hanma. Of course, Hanma was the guy who tapped out to Skull End. At one point, though, they were really selling. Ibushi was trying to lock Sonata's own move, the Paradise Lock, on him, but Sonata got out before he could put it on. So I wonder if there's going to be a little bit of one-upsmanship. This feud is just, it's very, what's the word, amicable. It's mm-hmm. very, you know, nobody's really too heated in this feud because there's two things going on at Sonata and Ibushi and taking time bomb and Sho, but they all seem to get along just fine.
Yeah. Nothing really personal, just for the spirit of competition.
It's all just a good challenge. It's all good. But yeah. I wonder if it's going to start getting chippier the further down the road we get with Ibushi trying to put on Sonata's own move. And then we had in the main event, of course, the ace, Go Ace, Hiroshi Tanahashi, and Master Wado defeated the LIJ team of Ibushi and Shingo Takagi. In this case, Tanahashi hit high fly flow on Bushi for the win. And after the show, Wado and Tanahashi did an air guitar promo.
Oh, that's cool.
Really sending the crowd of like 23 people home pretty happy. It's
pretty happy.
The limits they have on that building is you know, they only get a 2-hour show, plus they have just a smattering of people in that
like
place.
Like 10%.
It's probably 10%. Yeah, maybe a bit more.
5 or 10%. Yeah.
When you look at the hard cam, though, it's like it's bleachers and it's like there's like maybe 10 people in frame. Yeah. It's really small. But, you know, it was cool because at the end, you know, I didn't even know what he said, but Tanahashi had, I got some of it. Like Kevin Kelly was doing a little bit of the translating there, you know, talking about, hey, he's grateful for, you know, the people who did show up, that they showed up with everything that's going on. So, I mean, it's a fun show, but a whole lot of nothing going on.
Yeah. Speaking of something going on, Impact's going on tonight. We'll be doing our live co-stream on our Twitch.
Yeah, man.
Twitch.tv/Steven Larson, starting to get 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. Of course, we got this is all Hard to Kill. This happened this past weekend. Hopefully, they start setting up what's next for Impact leading up to Rebellion in April. 2 matches announced so far: Eric Young versus Rhino. And then a tag match, Kimberly and Susan versus Jordan Grace and Jazz.
Is Susan going to wear her business suit during this match?
And the graphic, yes, that's what it is.
I get the feeling that she's going to be all business.
Yep.
Susan, anyways. Join us. That should be a lot of fun. It's always just a fun time just to shoot the shit, hang out. If we happen to catch some wrestling while it's on our screen, great, awesome.
We'll talk about it, maybe.
Yeah, maybe we'll talk about it. Anyways, hopefully we'll see you guys there. That's at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern at the twitch.tv/Steven Larson. Over today on Friendo Club TV, also, we're going to be power ranking the intern's suggestion of top. We're going to power rank the top fire moments in pro wrestling. Of course, Alexa Bliss having burned Randy Orton's face. So it looks like what do Rich call it? A well-cooked hot dog that's been sitting there too long at Circle K. So we're going to talk about fire moments in wrestling. That's a Friendo Club TV. You can get access to that live at patreon.com/Steven Larson, throwing us a Twitch sub, or by becoming a YouTube channel member. All you got to do is click join. It's $5 a month to get all sorts of bonus content. Yep. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Help support Going In Raw today by becoming a Friendo Club TV member. You'll get access to new bonus episodes every week, including Friendo Club Arcade, Live Power Rank, Vintage 10 for the Wins, and Ask Steven Larson. Get access to Friendo Club TV today by becoming a $5 and up patron at patreon.com/Steven Larson, by throwing us a sub at twitch.tv/Steven Larson, or by clicking join at youtube.com/Steven Larson.